From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu vowed Monday his country would rid its border region of Islamic State militants. The remark follows Sunday's suicide bombing at a Kurdish wedding that killed at least 54 people. Turkish authorities are trying to identify Sunday's bomber. They are backing away from earlier claims that the bomber was a child. Iran's foreign ministry announced Monday that for now, Russia will no longer be using one of its bases for airstrikes in Syria. There was no immediate response from Russia. Earlier, Iran's defense minister criticized Russia as, in his words, showing off and trying to show they are a superpower. Meanwhile, the United Nations aid chief said Monday, the situation in Syria represents the greatest humanitarian crisis of our time.
It is a chilling thought that these actions and the levels of sufferings have been tolerated with only limited international interference. So when hospital attacks have become the new normal, when medieval sieges of entire cities and neighborhoods have become a lasting reality for hundreds of thousands of people, this council cannot look the other way.
United Nations Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Stephen O'Brien. The leaders of Italy, France, and Germany say Britain's exit from the European Union will not kill the bloc.
Molti pensavano che dopo la Brexit l'Europa fosse
Italian Premier Matteo Renzi said the leaders respect the British people's choice but want to write a future chapter for the EU. Mr. Renzi, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President François Hollande met Monday aboard an aircraft carrier anchored off the Italian island of Ventotene, and promised to strengthen the European project. This is VOA News.